Good afternoon, this is Jacqueline B from Beyond Recovery. This morning I was at an employability forum which was hosted by Public Health England, PHE, and actually far more interesting than it sounds. So there were maybe 30 people in the room, all from different sectors of the employability question, so job centres, obviously. This was employability for substance misuse, around substance misuse, so job centres, probation, housing. There were some service user, peer-led type organisations like SUIT. Lots of good stuff. So plenty of people, lots of good stuff. Very vocal. People had good open debates about what's working, what's not working, and so on. All really good, and all the people in the room, all of them, want to make a difference. They want to help. They want to make systems easier, more accessible. They want to make sure that the client has a voice. That we're actually creating stuff that they need and want. And many people who are our target clients, if you like, have very complex needs. So different mental health conditions, including substance misuse or alcohol misuse, but other stuff like lack of education or qualifications, lack of social environment, lack of computer skills, for instance, something that we all take for granted now. And so I wanted to say all of that up front. There's lots and lots of good work being done. But there was two things that struck me, really, that I wanted to comment on, and one of them being, whatever systems or bureaucracy or paperwork or processes that we put in place, and this is at an organisational level as well, this isn't unique to this sector. Whatever we put in place, all of that falls down if at a basic human level we can't engage with people. And actually the thing that I've seen that is most helpful, most likely, is a feeling of hope. If someone has a feeling of hope, practically all the obstacles can be overcome. So wherever the flaws in the system are, wherever the obstacles are, things can be overcome. And that's what I've found time and time again that helps people the most. And that feeling of hope doesn't come from a system or a technology. It comes from within, and it comes from often one person caring, engaging with you, listening, trying to understand why you're angry or why you're not doing what it looks like you should be doing to help yourself, listening to you as a human being, as a person. Seeing you as a person, caring enough to give you another 10 minutes or 15 minutes longer than is scripted that you're allowed to give. The difficulty, of course, that people will say is, well, you know, we have such big caseloads and the bureaucracy, the organisation doesn't allow for such things, but maybe that's where the change needs to happen, and the change can happen at an individual level. I meet many people in the services, providing the services, that do this already, that want to give their time, that will ask the question, well, can you explain more about what's going on for you? Why do you feel like that? What can I do that can help you? Sometimes it's just being listened to. In my early days of coaching, time and time again, the thing that came up when I asked people what was the most valuable thing they got from the session would be that they were listened to. Now that's talking about business people, it's talking about mothers, it's talking about everyone in society. We are so used to not being listened to, truly. And if you like, people with complex needs feel that even more because they have even less access to people who will listen. So that would be my message. Yes, let's get the systems right. Of course there has to be systems and there has to be improvements and there has to be stuff in place to help navigate the benefit system and to help to increase employability skills and employee assistance programs and all of this stuff. Yes, that's all good. But at the basic level, let's teach, let's enable our people to engage with others. And there's a strong feeling that peer-led systems are the best and the most effective, by which I mean that somebody who's been there and done it is going to help somebody else who's currently there. So if you're an ex-offender and you've turned your life around, you're going to help somebody be able to see that there's hope, for instance. And the same with if you're someone who's been very overweight and you're able to talk at a different level to somebody who's just starting that journey. Of course, I understand all of that, but we're all human and we shouldn't ignore the fact that we're all capable of engaging with another human being at a heart and soul level. And sometimes that's all that's needed.